This is podcast number 16 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. I'm Marlene Peterson, and today I have a storm update for you. Last week, when everyone had their eyes on the aftermath of storms and approaching storms, we had a storm come through our lives. I mentioned it in a post in the Facebook group, but quickly took it down. When I saw families facing real disaster, homes lost, lives lost, in storm and flood and fire, I kind of felt like a baby and was embarrassed that I'd even posted it. Our home is safe and secure. Our loved ones are good. Everything else is just extra. But I've had a number of you ask me what has happened since then. Thank you, first of all, so much for caring. And actually, for any of you who are using our Well-Educated Heart website, this will affect you. So if you're interested, here is the rest of the story. We started having problems accessing our website to make changes a few weeks ago. We've been in contact with our hosting company, who kept assuring us that they were aware of the problem and had technicians working on it. They're based in Houston, so when the storm blew through and displaced many of their employees, they shut down all their support. We were patiently writing it out when suddenly we had a big forbidden sign cross our screen. We contacted support again. Should it have made me feel better that a technician named Jesus, I'm sure it's pronounced Jesus, delivered the bad news? Our host server decided to not renew the license with the company through which we had built the website. What that meant is that we were completely locked out of it. Not only could it not be accessed, it couldn't be copied and pasted or transferred. The code would not work with any other server. One thing that meant is that all the hours of audio stories that are ready to add to the site for this month can't be posted, nor can I fix any links or make any changes whatsoever. And given the history of the company, although the site was still up and operational, we had no confidence that it would remain so in the long run. We faced the possibility of losing the site altogether. After I posted, I was contacted by several members of the group who came to our aid, whose expert husbands offered advice, and the answer all came back the same. Our only option is to completely rebuild the site. And our host server had already placed in the small print that they owned our property, and we had no recourse for damages done. So let me try and give you a sense of what that means. There are 341 pages on the site, and thousands of links. I have personally searched every image, handled every book, sifted through thousands of YouTubes, researched hundreds of movies. This has been a labor of love on my part. I could never have paid someone to build what I have built. It has taken me years to build and thousands of hours. The thought of transferring all that information one piece at a time just made me cry. It was like someone had stolen my baby. I kept holding on to the hope that there would be a simple fix somewhere, but no simple fix has surfaced yet. The data from the site has been saved, so I won't have to search again, but re-entering it will be a massive job. Just to add to the storm, I received news at the same time that Art Renewal is about to launch a new website on September 18th. While I think the changes are awesome and I'm really excited, I was afraid I would lose access to the 2,000 plus images I had organized and posted on the Fine Art page. It took me probably 200 hours to go through all 80,000 images, looking for what I wanted to include. At the time that I did it, there was no easy search feature. All you could do was enter in an artist or name of a painting, but that will change. Still, I didn't want to lose that. I contacted Art Renewal, but haven't received an answer back. I'm happy to tell you that the list has been saved thanks to the wonderful husband of one of our group members, but it remains to be seen how that will be rebuilt in the site should the links break. But one step at a time. I mentioned in a podcast a couple of weeks ago that I've been spending time with Professor Lawrence Jones, who has been mentoring me in faith and courage and not giving up. He died years ago, actually, but he's teaching me through his story. He's an African-American who had the privilege of being educated in the North, and he could have had a very comfortable and successful career. Instead, he traveled to one of the poorest sections of Mississippi to help lift the lives of families through education who were struggling to survive in the aftermath of slavery. He had no means to build a school, just a dream. Doors were slammed in his face everywhere he went. Although his intentions were pure, the people were suspicious of him. He went hungry and suffered much, but he persisted. Finally, a strange turn of events opened the doors, and he began his school on a stump with one student, who brought a couple of friends the next day, who brought more the next day until he was teaching 100 students out under the trees. Eventually, as people started catching the vision of what could happen, they started to help to build a school. They didn't have money to do it, but the parents brought what they could. They brought a chicken, a board, helping hands, and they celebrated every step along the way. And then, just as the school was nearly ready to open, a tornado tore through Piney Creek. It took the roof off the school and twisted the building off its foundation. The trees were ripped out. All their hard work was undone in an instant. Lawrence said this was the most discouraging moment in his life. He couldn't fathom that these people who had already given all they had would be willing to start again. He didn't even know if they had survived the tornado. He stared at the walls, not knowing what to do. And then, a couple of days later, he heard the sound of a horse coming his way, and then voices. The people were coming back to rebuild. They had all survived, and the dream grew and prospered and eventually blessed the lives of thousands. I'm still reading this story. Well, I happened to read the part about the tornado the night before our tornado blew through. There were tears. I have to admit that. Lots of tears. I couldn't fathom starting over, and I started questioning the very worth of what I was doing. How many families were really even using the site? Was I doing all this for 25, 50, 100? I had no idea. Did it really matter? If I just shut it down, I could plant flowers in my yard. I could take up painting and read all these beautiful books I've been lining my shelf with. I loved a notebook. I could spend more time doing that. I could spend more time with my grandchildren. But then came your posts and your letters. You told me what a blessing these resources have been in your lives. And one of my daughters called, "Mom, what would I do without it? I turn to it 10 times a day. And I asked myself, would it be worth it if my grandchildren were the only ones using it? And the answer was yes. But that wasn't the only thought process. I look at what's going on in the world, how history is being erased before our eyes, how hearts are growing colder, how mothers are searching for help to navigate this upside-down world. I don't know all the answers, but I feel like I have been entrusted with knowledge of great worth, gleaned from the writings of 100 years ago. How could I throw that all away? I have felt your love and your concern, and have appreciated your offers of help that have come in so many ways. So here's where we are. It appears the site will have to be rebuilt, one link at a time. There's one possibility of hope for another way that I'm waiting to hear about, hopefully tonight. But I have a wonderful daughter who has offered to help rebuild the site for us. For now, the website is still up and usable. If I didn't say anything, you may not even know anything has happened. But it's frozen in time. I cannot fix any broken links or add or delete anything. I'm really sad that I have to delay the audios I want to post, the moms that have been recording and have done such an awesome job. But we've got to find the audio library a new home for them first. The short-term solution is that my daughter will rebuild the site in a temporary home, which may take a few months. But our concern is that we are still at the whim of someone else. We don't ever want to be in someone else's control again. My daughter has researched options and feels that WordPress is the best way for us to go, but it has a steep learning curve up front. But she's willing to do that, and she's smart enough to catch on quickly. And then it may take a while, but we're going to completely redesign the site. When I started building it, I didn't have the whole vision of what I was doing, and I added a piece here and a piece there. I know it's been frustrating at times to find things. One thing I'd like to do is bring all of each month's resources into one place so that you're not having to go here and there. and we have some other ideas for streamlining it. So if I were to play the Pollyanna glad game, I would say that our storm has a silver lining. We're going to create a site that is as secure from outside sources as can possibly happen, which I can see will be even more important in the days ahead as I watch voices for faith, freedom, and family being silenced. And our intention is to create a website that is far more user-friendly and helpful. I want it to be better. When libraries clear out their books, which is happening, I want you to have somewhere to come. I want you to have a library of hope. The storm has caused some necessary adaptations. I had intended to do 4 podcasts a week as we work our way through the rotation schedule together. That schedule has already been interrupted, and I'll just do what I can do, which is pretty much the same thing you have to do every day of your lives, because storms do come along at unexpected times, but we get through them, don't we? Speaking of disasters and adapting, I've been working on a podcast about Christopher Columbus that I'll post as soon as I can. My prayers go to the displaced families out there. My storm is nothing like yours. But to all of you in this group who have shared your kind and encouraging words, please know how much they mean to me. I truly love you all. And now, today's poem by Edmund Vance Cook. Did you tackle the trouble that came your way with a resolute heart and cheerful? Or hide your face from the light of day with a craven soul and fearful? Oh, a trouble's a ton, or a trouble's an ounce, or a trouble is what you make it. And it isn't the fact that you're hurt that counts, but only how did you take it? You were beaten to earth. Well, what's that? Come up with a smiling face. It's nothing against you to fall down flat, but to lie there, that's a disgrace. The harder you're thrown, why, the higher you bounce. Be proud of your blackened eye. It isn't the fact that you're licked that counts. It's how did you fight and why? And though you be done to the death, what then? If you battled the best you could, if you played your part in the world of men, why, the critic will call it good. Death comes with a crawl or comes with a pounce, and whether it's slow or spry, it isn't the fact that you're dead that counts, but only how did you die? Bye-bye. See you next time.